And essentially, this is actually good news for a company called Rank Group.
Are they still going?
They are still going.
And that would be the same J. Arthur Rank Group. Is it the same one, is it?
It is the same one as that, except wow. they've reorganized completely.
Yeah.
And they're focusing on adult entertainment. Bingo halls.
Oh, I see.
Casinos.
Yeah.
And this is actually quite good news for...
I mean, if J. Arthur Rank got into adult entertainment, the world is suddenly making up its own jokes. But if you're wondering why, if you're just joining us, we're inside the post-budget flotation tank. At least I am. I can't see anymore whether David's in here with me. He sounds like he's outside. But and what else is going on?
We had some news last night from America. Once again, there was a company called Pfizer's. Now they're the people that make Viagra.
Yeah.
Mm. And Viagra has actually helped them boost their profits.
I see.
And what you have to watch...
Yeah,
carry on, Danny.
No, I was going to say, I should imagine it would, that's all, because you can barely turn on your inbox on your little computers there, getting your email with an offer of cut-price Viagra.
You get that also, do you?
I don't know... I mean, I'm kind of aware how the world of spamming works, but you turn it on, and there'll be... your interest in Viagra, as if you're going to go, oh, I don't remember sending that off, but I must have done. And the company are now claiming their profits.
Absolutely, yeah. First 3 months of the year, they made a 20% rise in profits, helped by sales of Viagra. But
I don't want to dent their empire, but when it was first on the market, I remember on Friday evening, took six of the Viagra tablets, and three of them didn't work. So that's the old oyster joke given a modern spin. Carry on, my friend. Is there anything else we need to know on this post-budget day?